Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, You Have Authority in Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? I have just read from the King James Version. Once, a video made waves on Facebook. It featured a plump cat trying to catch an angry rat. But instead of the cat chasing the rat, the tables turned and the rat began chasing the cat. The cat would cry out each time the rat made contact, making it quite a surprising sight. Similarly, many Christians find themselves defeated, not because they lack the potential to overcome, but because they forget the incredible power they hold within. They shrink in the face of challenges instead of standing firm on the unshakable foundation of God's Word. If you are in Christ, you are inherently an overcomer. No demon should stand a chance against you, as you are seated in heavenly places far above them, possessing authority over them through your union with Christ. However, demons are audacious. They test your resolve, hoping you will forget your true identity and respond in fear. Nothing diminishes confidence like dwelling in sin. Conversely, nothing bolsters it like embracing your righteousness. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1 says, "The righteous is as bold as a lion." The Holy Spirit imparts boldness, partly by assuring us of our right standing with God. Today, make it your resolve to walk in the Spirit. This means saturating your heart with the awareness of the righteousness you have through Christ's sacrifice. Ask the Lord Jesus to empower you to consistently walk in your spiritual authority and strength. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today is from the book of Jonah. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. The book of Jonah.
The book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
Go to the great city Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said,
"How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish."
Then the sailors said to each other,
"Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity."
They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him,
"Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us?
What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country?
From what people are you?"
He answered,
"I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land."
This terrified them, and they asked,
What have you done?
They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him,
What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?
Pick me up and throw me into the sea,
he replied.